Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You may have noticed your local bank branch closed during the pandemic. Maybe it reopened eventually, but in many cases, it didn't. The pandemic presented an opportunity for large banks to speed up closures and consolidations, shuttering branches and sending customers online. That's having an impact on people and small businesses that rely on in-person banking. WBUR's Beth Healy has the story.
On a hot midday in July, customers approached the Bank of America in Winthrop Center, just outside of Boston, to get cash or make deposits. There's no one working inside. There hasn't been since the start of COVID. And on this day, the branch is closing for good. Even the ATMs are going away. Local resident Donna Winter is not happy about it.
Yep, today was the last day this one's open. That leaves me walking all the way up to the bridge in order to do even a basic transaction.
But if she needs to see a bank teller or loan officer, she'll have to go to Revere, the next town over, about an 18-minute drive away. A WBUR analysis found banks have closed 230 branches across the state since the start of COVID, a much faster clip than usual. Bank of America has had the biggest impact of all on its customers, closing 39 branches, plus keeping 20 more shut down temporarily, some for more than 2 years. That's what happened in Winthrop, an oceanside town that's home to a mix of white-collar and blue-collar workers. The branch closed back in April of 2020, then never reopened.
You're already making a fortune on actually hanging on to our money, and you invest it and you make money on it, but there's not enough money to bother to keep it open for the convenience of the people that live here.
That branch has $154 million in customer money. That's a lot. But it's a relatively small sum in the eyes of a giant national bank. WBUR's analysis found larger branches and those in well-to-do areas have mostly stayed open. Betsy Shane is head of the Chamber of Commerce in Winthrop. She says losing the Bank of America branch has been hard on small businesses that make daily cash deposits and on older people who kept safe deposit boxes there and have always done their banking in person.
Whether it's a trust factor or just old-fashioned whatever, we've got a lot of contractors in town. They go to the bank all the time.
There is a generational shift happening. Anyone under 40 may rarely step into a branch, but some others have counted on their branch to be there when they need it.
You know, I've got a contracting guy. He's got a flip phone. He's going to the bank. He's not going to start taking pictures of checks and deposit them.
Banks do have obligations to their customers. Under the Community Reinvestment Act, they're supposed to serve the people whose money they hold, including making loans to customers of modest means. Citizens Bank and Santander Bank, the number 2 and 3 largest in the region, have each closed 36 branches since the start of the pandemic. WBUR found that 1/3 of those Citizens branches are in low to moderate income areas. For Santander and Bank of America, it's about 1/4 of the branches that they closed. When branch offices disappear, there tends to be an outsized impact on certain customers, those with limited incomes, older people, and city dwellers who rely on public transit. Getting to another branch a few miles away can take over an hour on a subway or multiple buses.
I think there's a recognition that banking is evolving away from branches.
That's Joe Kreisberg. He's president of the nonprofit Massachusetts Association of Community Development Corporations.
Some of that is probably understandable and appropriate given changes in technologies, but especially in low and moderate income communities, that is going to reduce access.
Bank officials say they're mindful of keeping branches in areas where incomes are modest. There's little regulation over banks closing branches, and none at all when it comes to temporary closures. Bank of America didn't comment on the reasons for specific branches closing. A spokesman says temporary shutdowns came in places with fewer customer visits or when a larger location was nearby. The bank also had trouble staffing some branches due to COVID. But customers have often been left confused and disappointed. Robert George is executive director of Roxbury Main Streets. It's a nonprofit that advocates for small businesses. Bank of America's branch in Roxbury's Nubian Square closed multiple times during COVID and had reduced service, including this summer.
Now, I found it a bit strange because here in Nubian Square, Roxbury itself, it's a hub. I don't think they can show me any statistics claiming it's not heavily utilized. The bank is always busy.
George says it was frustrating for the biggest bank in town to be on pause while the low-income neighborhood was trying to emerge from COVID. He recalls that banks have let the community down before, like during the financial crisis, and in decades past when they redlined in areas like Roxbury by failing to make loans.
It's about providing appropriate equity in services. When you see that history and you see this type of behavior, antennas go up again. Is this another way of marginalizing the community?
Bank of America says it restored full services to the Roxbury branch in mid-August and that most of its remaining branches will reopen in October. For customers of banks across the state who find themselves without the branch they once relied on, there's little recourse. Changing banks is cumbersome, and the banks know people are probably going to stick around, even if it's less convenient. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.